This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's show, Ali Breen with Sexy Time. It's on the way in just a couple of seconds.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Yes, my last name is Nierengarten. I'm in Section 232. I was just assaulted by a gentleman with a rally towel. Unbeknownst to him, I'm allergic to linens. I would appreciate your assistance, Section 232. Thank you.
Hi, Louise. This is Herm Johnson and Marguerite calling from St. Petersburg, and we wondered when Ray is going to be over.
Yeah, my name is Ralph Fontaine, section 114, row 12, seat 16 through 22. I'll tell you what, we got a jerk line that I'm going to put to use. How in the hell do we have a coach that doesn't have enough game balls to go for it on 4th and 1? Huh? I'm not going to sit through another season of this. Hell, I played golf last week with Paul Tagliabue.
We got a new 3-wheeler. I didn't know if you knew that. Marguerite and I, we go over to the craft shack a lot. Uh-huh. And, you know, we're making all kinds of toys and things for the grandkids.
That man is Donnie Baker, man. I'm in section 326. Row 14, seat 7. Man, I was going to put my pork on your Jumbotron, but this jerk, man, two rows in front of me, stood up and pork blocked me. I swear to God you did it. I'll even say it right your face.
This is Carl Wampler, 1724, Maple Street. And I was wondering if my prescription was ready.
Yeah, it's me, Ralph Fontaine, again. Hell, while I've got you on hold, what are the chances I get two of my sons to try out for your punt, pass, and kick contest? Hell, I've got one son going full ride that's playing down south, and another one's getting a look by every scout this side of the Mississippi.
Hey, man, it's me, Donnie Baker, man. You guys got a problem with these vendors up here in the upper deck, man. I just got a half pour for $7. I swear to God I did, and I want a refund or I'll write to state.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
Middle of the week, and it's this time, and it's, that means
sexy time.
We help someone with their
love life.
Yeah, yeah.
Lots of people.
Yeah. That's right.
Well, there she is.
Help everybody.
With the luscious red
microphone. It's Allie yes. Breen and luscious red lips, right?
Yes, thank you. I have some tinted lip gloss on.
Very nice.
Way to go, Creepoid. Keep talking.
No, she does have a red microphone.
Yes, she does.
That's not what...
No, luscious red lips, Creepoid. You didn't tell Greg Warren that he had luscious red lips.
I said how handsome he was.
You did not.
Yes, I did. I ended our broadcast by saying, stay handsome.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
That's sweet.
Yeah. Now, the way this works, Allie receives God. Letters from you, the people, and we try to help you with your love life. How's your OnlyFans thing going, Allie?
It's been fun. I'm liking it. It's really good. Anything you cannot put on Instagram, you can throw on there, and it's a whole different way of connecting with fans. It's interesting.
And you're at A-L-L-I-B?
Yes.
No spaces, just A-L-L-I-B. Alib?
No spaces, just Alib. Yep, okay. Exactly.
Okay, well, you can check out.
I'm loving the fans are great on there. It's fun. It really is.
So people ask you to do things, is that correct?
Well, that's kind of, yeah, there's activities that I will never do on there that people will ask for, but I'll go back to my roots. I'll get naked. When I was a kid, we lived in Florida for a year and our neighbors complained because I was running around naked so much as a kid. I mean, I was like four, but
well, why would a neighbor complain about?
Wait a minute. That's a whole nother side, Allie.
Yeah. Your point is you're okay with nudity.
I'm 100%. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I have no hangups about that kind of stuff, but it's more fun. It's like not full out. It's mostly more subtle.
Well, you've been saying it's more Playboy than Penthouse. That kind of
way more Playboy than Penthouse. So, You'll never really see anything Penthouse.
Far more
there,
Playboy than like Hustler.
Yeah.
Exactly. The Hustler wishes aren't going to happen, but there's a lot going on there. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, cool. Allie, you're very flexible. Yeah. Like, you're good at gymnastics. Have people been asking you to do like handstands and like, I don't know, cartwheel type stuff?
Yeah, I've had a lot of requests because I had like a TikTok or Instagram or whatever where I took my pants off in a handstand position.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone's like, go full Monty, upside down, no panties. Yeah, there's a lot of requests like
now,
that.
You are also...
I don't think it would be sexy, actually, at all.
You are also an equestrian.
Yeah. Yes.
Have you been asked to do any Lady Godiva type stuff?
Yeah, you know, make love to your horse. No, you do that, I'll give you $20.
ride a horse side saddle.
Yeah.
Was Lady Godiva side saddle? I assume.
Yes, she was.
I think so.
I think she was.
I don't think she was. You could get your. How long is your hair? Let me see. No, you'd probably have to get a wig on. Maybe.
Yeah, I'd have to get some. I wouldn't fully.
Maybe grow it for another couple of weeks. Maybe you can get down there.
And then get that action going. I'm going out riding next weekend. Yeah, maybe I'll do. I don't think you can even pose like with a horse on that side. I think they're so
thankfully,
crazy.
Yeah, that's.
You mean that would be illegal?
You know what? Happening.
Well, there's
they don't want anything don't want suggesting.
No, I'm suggesting the Lady Godiva thing.
But you have to imagine though that OnlyFans just came out with a blanket rule: no animals.
Yeah, get the animals off the site.
Yeah,
completely. We don't want any chance of anything happening, right, or even any imagination.
They have no respect for the classics.
You know what? I don't think OnlyFans does have a lot of respect for the classics.
Well, then, if they allow horses in, are monkeys that far behind?
Yeah. I don't think so.
Well, then curses on them. Allie, let's get to our letters.
I'd also have to start a whole new site that allows that stuff. You know, that'll pop up. Get crazier and crazier on the internet.
Like Renaissance nudity.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's get to our letters, Allie. Sorry for the delay.
No worries. Dear Allie, me and my husband keep snapping at each other over everything. Every little conversation turns into a fight. I brought up therapy, but he does not want to go. So I'm thinking of trying to dress sexy to surprise him in the bedroom. But after 28 years of marriage, is this going to work?
Oh,
28. Yeah, I think it's called being married.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe, but it's worth a shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If that's something you'd like to try, say try it. Who knows if it'll work?
Yeah, he can't get mad about that. And if he does, you've got to get divorced at that point, right?
Well,
like,
just
end it. How dare you try to surprise me by being sexy? You're a horrible person. Like, then
maybe do something kind of humorous.
Yeah, poison his food. That's always funny.
No, you know,
like feed him cereal.
Like, put
Pine Sol in his cereal.
No.
What?
Maybe put on one of his
shirts. Antifreeze. Antifreeze is the thing.
Put on one of his shirts and nothing else.
Oh, you like that.
Oh, you do like that.
Walk in and go. is this dress too loose? You know, something like something kind of. Josh, you want to take this?
I already did. You do not have to try to make it funny, all right?
No, no. You don't need a joke. There are some things that you don't have to joke about, you
right,
weirdo.
Right, this woman's trying to save her
marriage.
You know,
I saw Schindler's List over the weekend. Yeah. No jokes in that. No jokes at all. Yeah. Unbelievable.
So, yeah, give this a shot.
Constant fighting, though, that sucks.
It does suck. It does. So, see what you can do. It's a shame that he won't... go to therapy with.
Maybe he can't argue with, you know, a good, you know,
down there. Once you get to that point where everything is a fight, where someone just breathing is just like, oh, stop it.
Gotta get out.
Yeah. Are you saying the good so good you can't be fighting? Yeah, argue with this, Lloyd.
Well, that's kind of what she's going to try here.
Yeah, okay.
So
good.
Give it. Yeah, hopefully it works.
Yeah, Jess is right. If he turns that, if he's, you know, arguing about that, if he's like, what are you doing? Come on, that's time to go. Yeah. That would be ridiculous.
Okay. We've solved that.
All right. Next, we fixed it.
Dear Allie, I've been dating a guy from Hinge, and I've only been dating him, and he is still dating other people. When we had this conversation about becoming serious, he said, oh, I feel so bad that you're not also dating other people. I said, well, I guess it'll naturally figure itself out. And so now do I pretend to date other people to try to make him jealous or keep telling him I only want him and see if he comes around?
No. Always lie when you can.
Yeah.
Anytime you can tell a lie, no. Grab on to it.
What a jerk. Oh, I'm sorry. You're not as cool as I am dating all these people.
You really.
She really hears something that's not happening.
You bring a lot to to what is actually said here.
Allie, did you agree?
I agree. I totally do. It's like when someone says I love you and they're like, oh, thank you. It's
so nice. Completely I'm so happy you love me. Mm.
Yes. That's so great for you. I'm sorry. It's not the same on my end.
Yeah. He's still dating other people and you want to get serious, but he doesn't. Why don't you, I know it's hard, but like maybe break up because then he'll want you more. There you go.
Or not at all. And then you're not wasting your time.
Yeah.
And move on. There are a lot of fish in the sea.
Yeah.
Move on. Oof. Maybe
that reaction will
make him laugh by poisoning him. Oh, wait a minute. That was the last guy.
You can poison all of them. Right?
Sorry. Yeah. Let's get to our next letter, Allie.
Measure how many people end up dead after my segment.
I think so.
Dear Allie, my boyfriend's dog pooped out a condom the other day. We do not use condoms.
Hey!
He said the dog must have eaten one on one of his last walks.
That
sounds pretty sus to me.
I would agree. I have two dogs that are, what do they call it, pica?
Yeah.
That could absolutely have happened.
Yeah, I've seen them eat cigarette butts. So
however.
It could happen.
How many loose condoms are out in the park?
Wild.
Depends on where. We've had news stories about this kind of thing. It's sex
possible.
Toys. Yeah.
Well, I say you shoot them now and worry about it later. That's what I say.
Not the dog.
No. The
part of me wants
guy.
To say do him a favor.
I was like, that's a Christy Noam.
Do the guy a favor and break up with him because you're clearly insecure. How do you not give this guy the benefit of the doubt if he's never shown signs of cheating on you?
Well, we don't know. Maybe he has.
Well, she would say that.
So was she with the dog when the dog pooped out the condom?
It looks like it. He wouldn't tell her about it, I wouldn't think.
The good news about that is you don't need one of those dog poop bags because it's already sealed up and ready to go.
Oh, how about that? If it's tied off, it's the perfect
thing. That's interesting. Maybe you can get him to swallow condoms.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. That's a great idea.
As someone who every day goes through lots of those doggy bags, boy, that'd be a great invention. Your dog eats the bag and then just poops these little bags.
Actually, I have seen a thing that attaches to the back of your... butt.
No, my dogs are going to go naturally.
I'm just telling you that they can poop right into the bag.
I am not going to force my dog.
Like a horse.
No.
Oh, wow.
You're going to have a...
That is ridiculous.
You're going to have fecal encrusted dog hair.
We know you're not.
Ooh. Okay. Who knows? It's possible. I think it's... I don't know. So her thought is that the dog ate this condom out of the toilet or something, or out of
or
the wastebasket?
Trash can, yeah, which does sound a little more likely, probably.
Get the condom, take it in for a DNA test. Get the
answers. Yeah, you're going to find out the condom was worn by a dog. Okay, let's move on. What else have we got?
Dear Allie, I'm 44 years old and I have been having an affair with my best friend's son, who is 22.
You go.
I used to babysit him as a kid, so we really don't know how to tell people this without it sounding super creepy. Any advice?
Yes. You look at everybody and go, hey, we're grown-ups.
Yeah,
we like each other. Deal with this. We're fine. Yeah.
We're allowed to use the word grown-ups on this show?
No.
No, these people are. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, we're not talking about us.
Oh, okay, no. Okay. That's
going to be a rough conversation with the best friend. Yeah, forget about everyone else.
That's the only person.
This sounds like
sayonara.
That TV show Ace is watching. What's that called?
MILF Manor.
MILF Manor.
MILF Manor. What's the premise again?
Six single women arrive in a manor, and six men show up who are the sons of the other women.
Oh. And obviously, they do something to prevent the son from hooking up with his own mom, right?
Well, who's to say?
Yeah, that'll be next. Well,
they need ratings.
And then did you say they show them D pics of the sons to see if the ladies can recognize them?
No underwear.
Oh, underwear. Okay, sorry.
Hey, Zipzorp, I don't think we should blow up Earth. Hey, what's this weird transmission we're getting? Oh. MILF Manor. You know what? Get that laser ready.
Yeah, okay.
On my mark. Three, two. Yeah.
Next letter, Allie.
Wow. Dear Allie, I went on a date with a guy to a bar. He ordered a mocktail while I got a vodka tonic. I asked why he wasn't drinking, and he said he actually doesn't drink, but he likes to meet at bars more than coffee dates because those feel like job interviews. My friend said I'm lucky I got out of there without being roofied. I actually like him, but does this make him super creepy?
Jeez, I don't agree with that at all.
No. Yeah, I don't trust anybody who don't want to have a drink with me. Yeah.
I think it's the opposite. I think the guy's a very nice man, and he just doesn't drink.
Yeah, he's not writing a screenplay, so he doesn't want to go to a coffee house.
Hey, this is like, just some general advice for every woman out there. Don't listen to your friends.
Yeah.
Is there anybody dumber than your girlfriend's friend?
Hey, there's smoke, there's fire, honey.
Yeah.
You know it.
Well,
it wasn't
he's
like
trying
he was,
to get you.
It wasn't like he was plying her with drink after drink after drink.
I'd cut his tallywhacker right off.
And the job, that's a good analogy, though, that meeting in a coffee shop can be kind of like a job interview.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
I've sat next to people at a coffee shop that were on one of those things, and it's fairly amusing.
Yeah,
it is kind of amusing.
You see some poor guy trying to pitch himself.
I always how sweet. These people are trying to figure it out.
And then I was voted at my fraternity the most likely to never drop a marshmallow in my ass.
Oh, no.
He's got some problem with fraternities.
We have time for one more letter, Allie Breen.
Dear Allie, I slept at my date's house on the third date, as you do, and I woke up in the morning to use the bathroom, and there were cockroaches everywhere, dead and alive. I'm still so freaked out, and when I left abruptly, I told him I just saw a cockroach to see what he'd say, and he just said, oh, just come get up back in bed. Could any of you go out with him again?
Sick. Not at his place.
No. Yeah, it sounds like you do not want to go out with that guy.
No.
Don't ask us if we would. Yeah, you don't want to.
Yeah. I think we all know that there are a lot of men that have hygiene issues. And
they'll clean their apartment.
Sometimes it's not even the guy's fault. It's the building.
Yeah.
I know guys who've lived in really nice apartments.
Yeah.
And they started getting cockroaches because a nearby apartment or building sprayed. And so the cockroaches went to the nice place. So, you know, who's to say what's going on?
And what about the poor cockroaches? All right, kids, we got to pack up again.
Yeah.
They're spraying. Let's go.
Now, if you get back in bed with this guy and his human suit unzips and millions of cockroaches come out.
Yes. Getting the heebie-jeebie.
We did it, fellas.
Yeah. Oh. He's like, that's just her. Yeah. He's fine. He's harmless.
Have you seen that in a movie?
I was just going to say, I could see this in the Hallmark movie in the that it would be titled Cockroaches and Crabs. It's the guy she dumps.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. One of her freckles starts walking down her leg. Allie Breen can be reached, Allibreen, for Sexy Time. And you can also see her on OnlyFans, Allib, just like that, Alib, and see what she's got going. I was really looking forward to the Lady Godiva thing. Could you do it on like a pommel horse?
Probably that would work.
Or a merry-go-round.
Oh, a merry-go-round. Oh, my God.
That would be, yeah. Okay, that's hilarious. You have a camera in a still position, and you just keep going by. And you're naked, but you've got the wig covering. That's, it has to be done.
All right, I'm going to have to do a cinematic version of that. Let's
CGI it.
Jim,
I mean,
will allow that
you
to
could
happen.
Photoshop her on a merry-go-round.
But you could have an actual video with a fixed position camera.
Well, except for merry-go-rounds attract children.
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, Tom thinks the comedy is in the mortified families.
Of course.
And it kind of is.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.